From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Overwhelmingly, American adults say they'd like to stay in their own home as they age. A way for them to do a version of that is co-housing. It gives people the opportunity to live on their own, but in a community where they share some chores, meals, expenses. Danielle Pryor of WMFE in Orlando has that story.
It's a summer's day, and residents of Daystar Community in Tallahassee are hosting a garden show. This is just one of 165 co-housing communities registered with the nonprofit Co-Housing Association of the United States.
You can go through and look at the shade garden in the back if you want to.
Okay.
But just come back through the house to exit because there's birds nesting in the azalea here.
Tom Clark and his wife Margaret joined with another couple almost 25 years ago to build the first houses. Clark says they purchased the land, contracted it out, and eventually attracted six other households. All the members own their own homes, but share common spaces, and people who live here are willing to help each other out. That's crucial, now that the youngest of the original members are in their 60s, and nobody's planning on moving anytime soon.
They can't count on skilled nursing care. They'll have to purchase that, but they'll have neighbors that are used to helping each other out.
This kind of housing arrangement is a way for people to age in place, says University of Florida's Dr. Stephen Gallant.
It offers older persons a relatively small community, a very close-knit social contact that enable them to enjoy a variety of socially communal activities, but also to potentially enjoy the advantages of having assistance.
Another founding couple, Ann Hingst and her husband Emery, are hoping that's the case.
The one thing that is a real question mark is how long we can stay if our health fails. We're hoping to be able to bring in home health care.
Brooks Nelson is heading up a new development 150 miles away in Gainesville. Residents have already bought and moved into eight of its 24 plots. They're mostly in their 60s and older, and they've started to see the benefits of co-housing.
We have had members go through hospital stay or go through different things in their lives, and they're able to rely on each other to help out.
An AARP survey found nearly 70% of people who want to age in place say the reason is that they like their community. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.